Is climate change causing more extreme weather events? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Michael Mann, distinguished professor of meteorology and director of the Earth System Science Center at Penn State University, delves into this question.
A European heat wave in 2003, a Pakistan flood and Russian heat wave in 2010, Texas and Oklahoma heat waves in 2011, and California drought and wildfires in 2015. Extreme weather events like these occur more and more often. Until now, scientists were not able to connect such a large class of events to increased greenhouse gases and climate change. We examined the historical climate simulations used in the most recent report of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change and found a link between climate change and a large family of extreme recent weather events. These models don't reproduce extreme weather events very well, so we also used historical atmospheric observations and found that these conditions occur when the jet stream, a global atmospheric wave that encompasses the Earth, becomes stationary and the peaks and troughs remain locked in place. These waves usually dissipate rapidly, but under certain circumstances, the wave disturbance is constrained in a way similar to how a coaxial cable guides a television signal. Disturbances then cannot easily dissipate. This jet stream configuration with high peaks and valleys, like a roller coaster, only forms when 6, 7, or 8 pairs of peaks and valleys surround the globe. If the same weather event persists for weeks in one region, then sunny days turn into a serious heat wave and drought, and rains can lead to flooding. We looked at real-world observations and confirmed that this pattern has become more prominent in both observations and climate model simulations driven by increasing greenhouse gas concentrations. We are now able to connect the dots when it comes to human-caused global warming and an array of extreme recent weather events.
That was Michael Mann of Penn State University.
You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.